We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is a good evening to you and IUB at 10:44 and 34 seconds to go right along with it on this Tuesday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there. Tom Lugauer and Paulie Rosenberg there on the other side of the glass in the 1-877-337-6666, and we'll take it right up until the great JJ After Dark. John Jastrzemski at 2 on your fan, New York City. How many stories can we all handle in one day? Let's take the latest. And when does a Yankee win, by the way, become almost a sidebar story? When you have a starter coming back, Luis Severino, and you have a key piece to the Yankee bullpen going down. And we learned tonight, and you heard during with the Sweeney postgame show about Betances. And Sunday in Toronto, misstepping off the mound. I did see, and I'm sure many of you may have seen on the postgame show on with the YES Network, they showed where he might have torn his Achilles. And this is Betances, a Sunday in Toronto, working the two-thirds of an inning that he was to work, and he's out. Just when you thought he was coming back to help out the Yankee bullpen, he is now out until 2020, tearing his Achilles, misstepping off the mound, working two-thirds of an inning Sunday in Toronto. Another Yankee. It's almost like every single day, another Yankee going down. And yet they continue to win. It is the most incredible baseball story. You can't make it up. If this was a Hollywood script, the 2019 season for the New York Yankees, nobody would go to the theater to see it. If it was a book, nobody would buy the book to read. It is just unbelievable. And yes, you've heard the word unbelievable all the time, but this is unbelievable. And so Betances is out for the season, and obviously you have a torn Achilles. He won't be seen again until pitchers and catchers report. The better news is Luis Severino still undefeated with his a major league leading ERA. There were two on and nobody out in the very first inning, and 19 pitches later, there were three outs. And he was throwing through the four innings he threw somewhere in the neighborhood a little bit better than 97 miles per hour. So four innings, and you know all about it, four innings of zeros in his latest rehab start over Disneyland of Anaheim. And we choose the words rehab start by design, since the Halos at full strength are close to a Triple-A team, and without Trout and a few others, more Double-A. But Severino did what you wanted him to do, and that was remind you of times he was the ace, when he was unhittable, when he was the ace of Yankee hearts. So the line, four innings, no runs, a two hits. You know all about this. Four innings, no runs, two hits, two free passes, and four Ks over the 67 pitches, and 47 of those were strikes. And getting ahead of the count, he faced 15 Angels of the outfield and infield, and he threw 9 first pitch strikes. So he looked very, very sharp. And so far, so good with him. And will he open? Will he start? Will he appear from the bullpen? And all are options as we speak with about 2 weeks to go. As far as the game, the Yankees beat the Halos 8-0. And what did we have? 5 different Yankees with the RBIs. What else is new? Urshela, the RBI. What else? Maybin, the RBI. LeMahieu, the RBI. Gregorius, the 2 RBIs. Torres, the 3 RBIs with number 38 for him. He's 22 years old. 8-0. And Judge happens to be now wearing the number of Yankee wins on the season. And one thing about with Torres, and thanks to Tom and DePaulie Rosenberg on the other side of the glass, because they do the accessing of the research, and nobody researches like the two of them. Well, a few others here. But nonetheless, Torres has 13 3-run home runs since the start of last season. That's the most of any player in Major League Baseball. For those taking note, and also take note of this, especially if you're a Yankee fan, DJ LeMahieu, 59 multi-hit games this season, and that is the most in Major League Baseball. And here is something interesting, a little bit with the history. Most home runs at the age of 22 or younger in American League history. All right, again, most home runs at the age of 22 or younger yet in American League history. Joe DiMaggio leading the way with 46. Most home runs at the age of 22 or younger. DiMaggio, Jolton Joe. DiMaggio with 46 in 1937. Juan Gonzalez, ladies and gentlemen, he had 43 and did so in 1992. A-Rod, 42. Well, I'm going to put an asterisk around this. But A-Rod with 42 and 98. Boog Powell of your Baltimore Orioles, he had 39 in 1964 at the age of 22. Torres with 38. Ted Williams, you hear of him, what? Ted Williams, may he rest in pieces. Ted Williams with 37 in 1941, and Jimmy Fox in 1930 had 37. So Torres, and you wouldn't even consider Torres with the slugger, but nonetheless, Torres with 38 and counting. The other major story today has to do with the New York Football Giants. And my guess is everybody, including members of your family, your friends, your neighbors, everybody you know is now aware, especially if they're fans of the New York Football Giants. The New York Football Giants, we have a changing of the guard, or maybe better said, a changing of the quarterback. Before I get into my portion of the monologue with what I want to say about Eli Manning, I want to read something that was sent to me by email today from a man called Stu from the Jersey Shore. And I have over the years received poetry from him. And he takes the time, he takes the effort, and I will read what he sent me today. And Stu from the Jersey Shore is a huge New York Football Giants fan. And maybe some of you old enough to remember Bob Hope, the comedian, actually comedian with radio way back when, and with television and with the movies, and Bob Hope living to over 100. Some years ago he passed away, but he lived to 100, 101. And his song was Thanks for the Memories. So Stu from the Jersey Shore, with that in mind, now I'm not going to sing. I'm going to read what he wrote. And Stu is a poet, and I don't know if he knows it, but he is. And really, to the tune of Thanks for the Memories, he has this to say, and he sent me this from this afternoon. He has this to say about Eli Manning. Thanks for the memories with jugs of Gatorade, a wide receiver fade, and traffic jams and Instagrams, and all your bills are paid. Oh, thank you, Eli. Thanks for the memories. The sack that you forgave, the biggest bright blue wave, and the trophies on the mantle with the Super Bowl engraved. Oh, thank you so much. Thanks for the memories. With this sentimental verse, they did not send a hearse. And with an offensive line that was for better or for worse, oh, thank you, Eli Manning. Thanks for the memories. As they show you the door, at least you're not poor. We wish you all the best and hope you're not too sore. Oh, thank you, Eli Manning. Stu from the Jersey Shore. Thanks, Stu. Over the years, as a Giants fan, and I believe a Metropolitan fan, he has written some poems with the Mets for me to read and enjoy, but I think he's a Yankee fan. And Stu, if you happen to be listening right now, thanks for this. And this, I know, comes from the heart. And when you heard the news, I know some sadness set in. Nobody is going to be Pollyannish here and get out the violins and shed tears. This was inevitable, and this was the right thing to do. Probably, if not 2 games late, but maybe 2 years late. But nonetheless, it took place earlier today. And we're talking about Daniel Jones. It's now the Duke of Durham and his era. But nobody is going to forget Eli Manning. I'll have some words from the monologue at 11:05 in about 10 minutes. We certainly have the Daniel production piece ready to go. But Eli Manning's tenure as a Giant starter is to die for. And you can debate whether or not he's a Hall of Famer. Now, between you and me and the lamppost, he's a Hall of Famer to me. But it's debatable, may not get. Ian O'Connor, the great writer, said Eli Manning, yes, is a Hall of Famer, but he may not get in on roller skates. In other words, he may not get in first ballot, but he ought to get in. Because if you take a look at the top 10 of all time with passing, he's got a lot of stats. He's in the top 10. And the 2 Super Bowl wins... and the road to those 2 Super Bowls, you're talking about playoff runs, getting to the Super Bowl, 8-4 in the postseason. Now, his overall record, everyone knows, is 116-116. That's regular season, but a money player when it came time for serious January football. 56,471 passing yards, 362 passing touchdowns, 241 picks. He led the team to 2 Super Bowl wins, 2-time Super Bowl MVP, a 4-time Pro Bowler, and never missed time due to injury. And one of the interesting stats that you're going to hear from those who don't think he's a Hall of Famer is that he never led the league in passing. You want to know who never led the league in passing? Name 5 great quarterbacks of all time who never led the league in passing during the course of the regular season. One of them, of course, was Terry Bradshaw. Another, of course, was Joe Montana. Bart Starr was the third. There are 5 others off the top of the head, tip of the tongue. Those are 3 right there. So Eli Manning may not have ever led the league in any of his 15, 16 years as quarterback of the New York Football Giants, but how many times has he won a Super Bowl? How many times has he been a Super Bowl MVP and beating the greatest coach and the greatest team of all time? Twice. He's a Hall of Famer. And again, he may not, he has detractors and those who think, okay, too many interceptions and 116 and 116 with his regular season record. And, of course, since the last Super Bowl, he's a 6-16 starter. I mean, but he's on the downside, the back nine of his career. But he's a Hall of Famer. But it's debatable, and certainly we're here for just such things. And we have plenty to back up our feeling that he is a Hall of Famer.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.